The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. Please note that everything you hear in this podcast is my own opinion, not the view of Forvis Mazars. Welcome to this Ghost Rap Podcast. I know it's been a little while coming, and it's a good opportunity to really look back on, I think, a very busy earnings season in September. It's always a super busy time of year on the JSE, and it's a great opportunity to just look at the market and see where the ducks have been quacking, as the saying goes. They've certainly been quacking on the JSE Top 40, which is up 8.4% over the past 30 days, an extremely strong run that you definitely should not just annualize and then extrapolate. Otherwise, we would all be very wealthy if that was the norm. Having said that, the year-to-date increase on the JSE Top 40 is around 36%, which means it really has put in an exceptional performance this year. And by the way, I'm actually looking at an ETF to get those numbers, so that's an investable return, not just what the index has done. And there's one sector that has provided more ducks than anywhere else for this quacking, and that is mining. The resources index is up around 20% in the past month. Again, you can buy that index via an ETF, which means you can also have it in your tax-free savings account, so there's some food for thought. Or you can do some stock picking, with names like Sibanye-Stillwater, Northern Platinum, Impala Platinum, and Valterra Platinum all featuring strongly in the past month or so. The winds of change are blowing in PGMs at last. And this also means that poor Anglo-American has kept its unenviable reputation for unbundling companies that then go on to rally very strongly. Perhaps it's time they separately listed De Beers and unbundled that, as that may well be the last hope for mined diamonds. Jokes aside, there have been some other notable moves among mid-caps on the JSE as well, outside of mining. The market responded positively to Stadio's strong results, but that was nothing compared to the rally we've seen in Caxton and CTP Publishers and Printers, or just Caxton for short, in recent weeks. Caxton released results in mid-September that reflected 12% growth in normalized headline earnings per share and 16.7% growth in the dividend. Now, they managed all of this with revenue growth of under 1%, so this was a story of incredible efficiencies, with operating costs up just 0.1%. It is rare to see operating leverage coming through for a company that has such a tepid growth rate. That share price is up 17.5% in the last month. A good example of a typical value play, which means a really cheap stock, at least in terms of the valuation multiple, that suddenly starts doing better than the market actually expected. Now, this isn't to say that things are easy at Caxton, or even that they are going particularly well overall. The company finds itself on a difficult growth treadmill, so this is a particularly commendable performance that was enough to get value investors excited. It's all about finding stocks with low expectations that then do better than the market thinks they will. Now, I don't have a position in Caxton, unfortunately, but I do have one in Purple Group. It seems like a rather appropriate thing to check my return on the Easy Equities app, which is of course the key business inside Purple. The price is up 38% in the past month, which means I'm now sitting on a 122% increase in my position. Lovely. Being patient on this one definitely paid off as I waited for the valuation to come back down to earth. Along with the excellent strides they've made in the business, and particularly the extent of annuitized income versus reliance on brokerage fees, Purple eventually got to a point where I was ready to jump in, and I'm so glad that I did. Why the jump in the past month? Well, it's certainly not been driven by news, because Purple's last SENS announcement was in April this year. Based on the absolute cracker of an interim period that they had in the 6 months to February, I would not be surprised if we see a trading statement in coming weeks dealing with the full year to September 2025. The market is not blind to this either, with Easy Equities rallying at a time when the broader market is rocketing in value as well. I'm in this one for the long haul, as it feels like a company that has plenty of growth runway. As always, the market has winners and losers. Among the companies that had a far less inspiring start to spring, we find some financial services names featuring prominently, like Discovery down 9.6% and Suntum down 8.9%. Suntum released results right at the beginning of September, and the numbers were actually really good, with a big jump in net underwriting margin from 6.5% to 11.3%. The interim dividend, that was up 10.3%. As for Discovery, they released an update in September as well, and their earnings were excellent, with HEPS up 30% for the year to June. So why the bearishness in the market? I've heard theories around a cooling off of growth in certain products and a concern around the sustainability of the current margins. But even then, it's pretty weird that Suntem has suffered such a negative move, with a year-to-date return of -2.9% versus Discovery up 4% and OUTsurance up 12%. For traders looking for interesting volatility in the local markets and perhaps some pairs trading opportunities, that sector is dishing up some pretty big short-term moves. Here's another one that really caught my eye. Sun International, down 8.5% in the past month. The casinos are struggling with income headed in the wrong direction. The resorts and hotels part of the group isn't exactly a rocket ship either, but at least it was in the green. Still, this is a company that reported dividend growth of 6.8%, yet the share price took a knock even after you adjust for the dividend that was paid in September. Yes, there are some adjustments that you need to make to all the stocks that started trading ex-dividend after results, so just be aware of that when you look at these charts. But even those adjustments don't fully explain these recent moves. We've seen some major shifts in sentiment, a timely reminder that markets are always forward-looking. That's certainly the only good explanation for the recent rally in PGMs, as they released mostly crummy results in their recent financial periods. What will the end of the year hold, and can the top 40 continue its march to the top right-hand corner of the page, with the South African market showing a spectacular performance thus far this year? Heading into the final quarter of 2025, there really is all to play for. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Wrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.